On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, time for the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, episode 231.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
On today's show, we're going to do three bits that we've done in the past with you guys before, but before we do that, Danny went to a concert last weekend.
Danny went to a concert.
And he's going to give us a wonderful, glowing review.
Well, yeah, of course I am. It was Jeff Scott Soto and Jason Bieler playing at a place called the City Winery in Philadelphia, which was, they have a couple different auditoriums or rooms in this place. This was, it was kind of a restaurant. We ordered some food while we were there, and it was kind of a stage was in the corner, and then there were tables kind of radiating out from that. And the room would probably hold about 150 people.
Okay.
Sitting at tables.
And how many people were there?
I'd say about 50.
50 people?
Well, maybe.
Nice, intimate.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. And it was really cool. I mean, they just kind of walked out on stage, and all of a sudden, you know, they were like 10 minutes early. And they just came up and started, you know, sat down and started playing. It was great. But it was mostly Saigon Kick stuff, which was awesome.
Which you knew, but I'm sure your brother didn't know any of it.
Yeah, my brother knew. He's a fan of Saigon Kick, and he's gotten his sons into it. My one nephew was more, he was wanting the whole Saigon Kick thing, because we're sitting there eating, and he goes, when are they going to set up the rest of the band, like the drums and stuff?
Oh, he didn't know.
No. Like, no, it's just a guitar and a singer. Just, that's all it is, just those two. And so I think he was a little bit disappointed because he's, you know, he's 18 and he's wanting to rock out all the time. It is what it is. I mean, we had great seats.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we were kind of on the side, on Jason Bieler's side, but, you know, it wasn't like we couldn't see him. We were in the middle enough that, I mean, we were probably 20 feet away from them. And it was cool. They both sat down, played. The Saigon Kick stuff sounded amazing.
Didn't it?
Oh, man. When you get Jason singing the harmonies, because it's that exact, it's Saigon Kick harmony.
Uh-huh.
And it's specific, you know. You can always tell when it's them. So.
Yeah, and what do you think of Jeff Scott Soto's voice?
Oh, jeez. It is so freaking good. It's.
And he makes it sound so easy.
Oh, yeah, he's just up there singing, and then he, you know, he's hitting all these high notes. And I mean, if they ever wanted to reform Saigon Kick, I could totally see Jeff Scott Soto singing it. You know, front the band. But apparently they've known each other for many, many years.
Yeah, because Jason was in Talisman when he was 19, and I think Jeff Scott Soto was probably 20.
Yeah.
A couple Americans meeting up in, what, Sweden?
Yeah. Well, apparently what happened was that Talisman's first album was recorded, and they were going to go on tour and didn't have a guitar player to tour. So he called Jason, and he toured with them.
But I'm wondering how he knew who Jason. Jason lived in Florida, and Jeff Scott Soto lived in Sylmar, California. How did they know each other? You know?
Yeah, how'd they, I don't know. Yeah, they didn't really talk about that, but, you know, whatever. It was an awesome show. They did these, you know, weird covers.
Yeah, what covers did they do? Because I saw them, they did some strange ones too, but my.
Let's see, they did one from Grease.
Really?
Yeah. They did a Oh, shoot. I can't remember all of them.
They did a Harry Styles song when I was there. Was
Watermelon Sugar.
They did that one for you, too?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's probably the same songs they've been doing. And they
switched. I think so. I don't think they're varying very much. I mean, maybe they're vamping on some stuff, but I think they've got it pretty much set because I looked at the set list on the internet before I went just to get an idea of what they were playing, and I think it was pretty much the same.
Oh, okay. Did they do F You, It's Christmas?
Yep. Yep. Ended with that.
So was Tony familiar with it? Because I told him to listen to that song before he saw the show.
No, he. I don't think he did.
Oh, so he was a nice surprise. I bet you the boys thought it was funny.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, it was very entertaining. I was trying after the show because they don't have roadies. They just Jason packing up his guitar, his effects board, and packing up their mics.
Yeah.
It was funny. They just started packing up, and a lot of people talking to them. They came out in the crowd and talked to people. And I was waiting to get a picture with Jeff Scott Soto, but these people were monopolizing their time.
Yeah.
Like, just trying to impress them with their knowledge of their careers or songs, or I don't know. Just shut up.
You should have said, "Hey, I'm Danny from the Hard Rock and Trivia Show."
Everybody, that's right.
Everybody needs to stand aside.
It's love you guys, so move it.
Yeah. Don't you think your wife would have enjoyed that kind of show?
Yeah, she would have. Yeah, she would have enjoyed it.
Because the talent really...
She wouldn't have known a lot of the songs, like, you know, One Step Closer, a lot of the harder Saigon Kick, but she would know Love Is On The Way, and she would know the cover tunes they did.
Yeah, and that's the way my wife was. She knew all the cover tunes, even the one I didn't know. Like, it was because it was a newer song on the radio.
Like, what, the Watermelon Sugar?
Yeah, and then it may have been that was, and there was another one they played too when I was there. I was like, I don't know that song.
Yeah.
Did they do a little bit of Close to You by the Carpenters?
Yep.
Yeah, they do that really well, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Everything they did was great. That's just it. You know, it didn't, like, suck and sound bad. It was all really good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think they're – I don't know if they have any more shows planned because they did four quick shows, like, in Connecticut and New York and Philly, I think in Boston. And I don't – and then they went their separate ways. I know Jeff Scott Soto said he was going to record – out in California this week.
Yeah. So. In fact, at the Agoura Hills, he got up on stage with a band that I really like that I don't know if you're that familiar with yet. They're called Roxanne.
I know you sent me one of their albums.
I've sent you two of them, and they're great. Okay. And in fact, Jeff Scott Soto sings on them. So he jumped up on stage with them a couple days ago when they played. I'm sorry I missed it because I really like that band a lot, so.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, Roxanne, check them out.
All right,
Radio Silence. You will love that album when you listen to it. they have a boatload of videos for that album. There's like four or five videos for that particular album.
Nice.
And Doug Pinnick jumped up on stage too because he also sings with Roxanne. Yeah, it's a song called it has the F word in it, but it's a good one. I'm telling you, that's the album you got to listen to. So
all right.
So definitely check it out. And since we are done with our little show review, and if you get a chance to go see those guys, go see them because they're wonderful.
Absolutely. Very entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a fun show.
The talent is off the charts.
Oh, yeah. It's like, man, these guys are like, I mean, they're huge in our world, you know, but you ask my wife who Jason Bieler is. What?
Who? But after seeing them, she'll know who he is. My wife knows who both of them are now.
She's
well-versed. After seeing them once, she's a fan.
She might know who Jeff Scott Soto is, being that he's in Sons of Apollo, Journey for a Minute.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. I know nothing about that particular show, but if it came around, I'd go see it.
What, TSO?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Yeah, I'd probably go see that.
Just because everybody in the band is tremendous.
Right.
Yeah.
They're all in their own right, you know, big time in their own right.
Ridiculously talented.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I think it's time for some rapid fire.
All right.
All
right, everybody, time for a little rapid fire where we try to stump each other with very, very difficult trivia questions.
Tougher than anything Eddie Trunk would listen to or hear.
Yeah.
He couldn't handle these questions.
No way. He might get half. I think he'd probably be around where we are.
Yeah, probably.
You know, but all right. So we each ask each other three questions. So if you go 6 for 6, you're a super genius. So give yourself a round of applause because that's about all you're going to get.
Woo. And be advised out there, I had to do these in a rush because I forgot about our recording of this. So I did these questions in about 10 minutes. So so if they're too easy. So
these are going to be really weird or they're going to suck.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well.
I was in a rush.
Let's see how many you get.
All righty.
So question number one for you. Who's the only Australian-born member of AC/DC?
Really? There's only one?
Only one.
Wow.
Australian-born.
Okay, is this, are you talking about the classic lineup, or are you talking about the lineup today?
I think it's pretty much either one.
Is the person you're thinking of still in the band?
Yes.
All right, my guess would be the drummer, Phil Rudd.
That is correct. You
yes. I knew it wasn't Brian, and I knew it wasn't the Young Brothers. So
yeah, they've all immigrated, or the Young Brothers all immigrated. Their whole family went from Scotland to Australia.
Yeah, was Bon Scott from Scotland or Europe as well?
Yeah.
Wow, all of them. Okay.
Yeah, so it's really weird. The bass player Cliff Williams, he's English.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I didn't know that either. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Question number one for you. David Lee Roth has 2 top 10 solo singles in the 80s in the United States. Name them.
Okay. I'm going to say California Girls.
Correct.
And... oh, shoot. The Yankee Rose.
Ooh, so close, but incorrect.
Dang it.
I'll give you a bonus guess.
Let's see. Okay, so it's not Yankee Rose. Let's see. That Living in Paradise.
Well, that's not the name of the song.
It's not like Skyscraper.
Yeah? What's the name of the song?
I thought that was it. Skyscraper was the name of the song.
Yeah. You're saying Skyscraper the song?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
What is it?
Just Like Paradise.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Gotcha.
So I say Just Like Paradise. That's not good enough.
Well, you said something like, you said Like Paradise.
Oh, Jesus.
Gotcha on a technicality because.
No, I got it. I'm taking that point.
What?
Yeah, right. I'm totally taking that point.
All right, we'll take it to the judges. Judges, what do you say?
No. Ding, ding, ding.
No.
Huh, the judges on the East Coast. All right, said, that works.
We'll give it to you because you hit the word paradise. But
yeah, all right.
I thought it was going to be like Just a Gigolo or something like that, but I guess not. Okay.
Yeah, if that would have been my last guess.
How about I give you 3/4 of a point?
All right, fine.
Okay.
Fine, if you want to win that bad, if you need the money that bad.
No, I'm actually doing okay. Yeah, I made some good investments, so I'm all right.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Good. Okay, question number 2 for you. David Michael Phillips was in what band prior to be recruited for King Cobra?
Ooh, let me think. Yeah, I remember David Michael Phillips. What band was he in before King Cobra? Because wow. I know
he played one live show, and the guy starting this new band saw him. The guy starting King Cobra saw him and said, I want that guy.
I'm going to say Racer X.
Oh, no. It was Keel.
Really?
He played one live show.
And then...
He was asked to come over to King Cobra.
I like King Cobra better than Keel anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, those first 2 albums are classics.
Yeah, and if you listen to Keel, Keel was good at the time, but now if you listen to Keel, they sound so dated.
Yeah.
Songs don't hold up over time. Oh, and speaking of King Cobra, they got a new album coming out in August.
Really?
With Paul Sorrentino singing.
Nice.
Carlos Cavazo has joined them.
Okay.
So that's they're in Quiet Riot together. I think it's Carmine. It might be David Michael Phillips and Johnny Rodd.
Nice.
So actually, there's two other King Cobra albums with Paul Sorrentino, and they're really good.
Oh yeah, I really like all the King Cobra albums, and I'm a really big fan of Paul Sorrentino.
Yes.
I really like his. I loved it.
You're playing with your mic.
Oh, sorry. I really love the Quiet Riot album. Just so good.
Yeah, the guy's in his I follow him on Instagram. He's in his 70s, and the guy's still playing shows and all over the place.
Nice.
I guess he can still sing his ass off. Not surprising.
We'll be the judge of that. So you got that one wrong.
Ding, ding, ding. Well, how do I get a ding if I got it wrong?
Because you dinged it. I dinged you.
Oh, all right. Okay. Question number two. Name all the females who have played guitar with Alice Cooper.
Oh, Jesus. I know Orianthe did.
That's one of them. There's only two.
Yeah, I'm trying. I know the other one. I can't think of her name.
And you've seen her live.
Yeah. God. I'm going to say Lita Ford.
Nita Strauss.
Dang it.
Yeah.
I think I saw her, too.
Yeah.
Play with him.
She's amazing, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. She's great.
Yeah, she's back in the band again.
Is she?
Yeah, she went off with some pop singer for a little bit and came back. Yeah, she's to stay with Alex until he retires, if he ever retires.
He's probably going to just die on stage.
Or he'll be like 100 still doing it.
Yeah.
It'll still work.
Absolutely. All right. Well, damn it.
So you've got a third of a point so far.
Three-quarters of a point.
Three-quarters of a point, yeah. When I say a third, I cheated you there.
Yeah.
75% of a point.
All right, so it's 1 3/4. All right, question three for you. What do Jimmy Crespo, Jakey Lee, and Craig Goldie have in common?
They're all guitar players.
Well, that's one thing.
Oh, there's something else. Oh, so let me think. Jimmy Crespo, who are the other two?
Jakey Lee. And Craig Goldie.
I'm going to guess they're all from San Diego.
Nope.
I don't know.
They were all in Rough Cut at one point.
Really?
Yep.
That's right. A boatload of people have been in Rough Cut.
Oh, yeah. Rough Cut like has had, I don't know, 10 or 12 guitar players.
Yeah. But
those are the three that I picked out.
A lot of people have been in Rat in the early days or Rough Cut or both. You know, it's
right.
Just so many guys. And they're all major talents.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it.
I think they're back, and Amir DeRock is still playing with them.
Okay.
I'd like to see Paul Sorrentino get back with them, but.
Well, they made another album with them. Came out last year. And the bass player from Rough Cut is now in Stephen Piercy's touring band, Matt Thorne. Stephen Piercy's got a killer band now. So.
Yeah. Too bad. I think he might be the weak link in that one.
He probably is, but you know what? And since he fixed, he's not on drugs anymore. He sounds like Steven. Yes, we know he can't sing that great, but it works. And it's not a train wreck like it used to be, because I've seen him when he was a train wreck. I was like, oh, this is bad. But I've seen him.
I got to get out of here before somebody sees me.
But I've seen his recent shows, and it sounds like rap music. So he's doing okay.
Who's playing guitar in that band?
Oh, from Enough's Enough? Johnny Monaco.
Okay.
And the guy is the other guy's Eric Sorrentino, or Eric something. He's been in the band, like his solo band, like 20-some years.
Okay.
But it works.
Nice.
Totally works. Question three for you. So you've got I only got 1 point.
Right. So I can win if I pull this one out.
You get this right, or even you get half of it right.
I got half of the last one. How about that? I got one out of the two ladies.
Ah, no. It's all or nothing on that one.
Okay.
I get the other thing was charity, okay?
Fine.
Here we go. Question three. How many guitar players have been in the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Oh, jeez. I'm going to say five.
Ooh, you're close, but incorrect.
Damn it.
Correct answer, eight.
Hey, jeez.
Hillel Slovak, Jack Sherman, Dwayne McKnight, John Frusciante, Eric Marshall, Jesse Tobias, Dave Nirvana, can't even say his name, and Josh Klinghoffer.
Wow.
Yep, eight guys.
Jeez.
Frusciante's been in three different times.
Right.
Because of heroin abuse. But he's back in now, so.
Well, good for him.
So it looks like I got the point on that particular bit there. But it was
close. All right.
It was close.
You get all the money.
All right. Yep. I'm raking it in now. I think I can retire. So it's nice. Yeah, we just finished finishing up our school year and on Monday. And after that, I got 2 years left and I'm done.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm getting old here, you know.
Getting old.
Yeah.
Well, to be teaching PE, I would think so.
Yeah. Teaching anything. Like, where are you guys?
Huh?
Yeah.
Where's your hall pass?
That's not me, but okay. All right. And since our next bit's going to be 6 and 30, but before we do that, we're going to give you a commercial.
All right. Lucky you.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Ooh, what was that from? Did you fall down?
No, it's from my pressure washer. I was taking the hose off, and I just scraped my arm along the exhaust.
Ooh.
And it was hot. I didn't even know I did it. I just heard sizzling and looked down and thought, oh, damn.
Jesus.
So it doesn't really hurt. It just looks like hell. Because it's all, I put some, Aquaphor on it. And it just, like, Aquaphor is great
stuff. Tell your neighbors you got in a fight with a badger or something like that.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah.
With a honey badger.
You don't have video on this, people out there, but it's nasty. He's got a nasty scrape or something or burn.
A burn.
Yeah, there goes your arm modeling career.
Yeah, well, yeah, these guns made me a lot of money, but that's over with.
Yep, we're all done now. It's all downhill from here.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some 6 and 30.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
All right, everybody. Time for a little 6 and 30, where we put together 6 bits, or bits of 6 songs, 5-second bits, hence the name 6 and 30. So I think this one, we usually have a theme to it, and I think this one's going to be pretty hard. But the theme to mine is it's all Australian bands.
All right. All Aussie bands. Okay.
And no, I did not use AC/DC or NXS or Midnight Oil or the Bee Gees.
So you made it hard.
Yep.
Well, lucky for you, I think mine's going to be difficult as well. So you people out there playing, if you're at home, get a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen and try to guess these, because I have a feeling Danny and I are not going to do so great today.
No, if you get two, I'll be pretty impressed with two.
Okay. All right. So all Australian.
Maybe three.
Australian bands. All right. Let me play it. Let me play this.
Me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Calling. Wow, I don't know all those, but it was so loud I can't think. I can't hear very well. Yeah, because it went from the volumes on different.
Yeah, the first one is an older song, and it's the mix is really low on it. But
yeah, some of them are familiar, but others like I have no idea.
Yeah, all this one's hard.
All right, let me try this again. Make sure I don't blow up my eardrums this time. All right, here we go. Let me find it again.
With me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Wow, I don't know how I'm gonna do on this one. I know number five. I know that song too. I can't remember the name of the damn band. All right, we'll start with number one.
Yeah, but my band used to play that song. That's number five, and I love playing it because it starts out with bass.
Yeah, it's a cool song. I can't remember it offhand. All right.
Number one,
I believe, is Angel City, also known as the Angels.
That is correct.
That one I knew.
Okay.
Now from then on,
downhill from there.
I'm going to guess number two is Airborne.
That is correct.
All right, first two. Now it's really going to go downhill. Three, I don't know at all. Oh, guesses. Is it the Starfighters?
No. But you're not far off, actually. It's the Screaming Jets.
Screaming Jets. Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't have even given you a hint if I wanted to.
Yeah, I've heard of them, but I could. All right. Number four, another guess. Is it Rose Tattoo?
No, that is Wolf Mother.
Wolf Mother.
I didn't know they were a trio.
Yeah, I knew that. Wolf Mother. Okay, number five. God, I know the song. Is the name of the band Jet?
Yep, that is correct.
Pulled that on my head.
Bastard, you got three.
Three. All right, number six. Another one I don't know. Oh, think of Canadian, not Canadian, Australian bands. Ah, AC/DC. I don't know.
No. You're going to kill yourself. That was Rose Tattoo.
Oh, damn it. Should have guessed more. I should have guessed like half of them Rose Tattoo. All right, so I got three. Those were pretty tough. Those are definitely challenging.
Yeah.
All right, so your turn now. Now, my theme is all of these bands are kind of obscure, but they're all start with the letter A.
All start with A?
All start with the letter A. But they're not super mainstream. Some are 70s, some are 80s, but they all start with the letter A. So you got the first letter, the top six.
Okay. that narrows it down.
Yeah. All right. Good luck.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, what'd you think?
Holy crap. I think I got two.
Yeah, I thought maybe two or three at the most you're going to get.
Yeah.
And well, I saw your face on number one. Yeah.
Yeah, what the hell, man? If that's a cover, well, it's got to be a cover.
Okay, well, I'll tell you when we get to it. But you got to listen to them again.
Let's listen to it one more time.
Sometimes I get run down, hit and run. All right, Danny.
Good Lord. All right, well, the first one I know is a touch song, but...
Well, before Touch, there was another band that featured members of Touch. What was the name of that band?
I know after Touch, it was Drive, She Said.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. I thought Touch was the original band.
Well, the name of the band is American Tears.
I've never heard of it.
They released three albums, which featured, I think, three of the four members of Touch. And two of the songs on, I think, the third album are also on the Touch album.
On the first Touch album?
Yep. Listen, Won't You Listen Now? And there's another song on that Touch album.
Okay.
That is also on the American Tears album, which
wow.
I'll be sending your way just to show you.
Cool. Yeah, which three members of Touch? Do you
think it's the? I think it's Mangold. I think it's the singer. I think it's three of the four.
Okay.
So they just probably continued and just changed their name.
Yeah. Well, Mark Mangold was kind of the main dude anyway. So.
Yeah.
Number two, not a clue. I'm going to say Armageddon.
Not even close.
No. Okay.
This band had one of the most ridiculous gimmicks you could ever think of. They wore different outfits of sports people.
Oh, the All-Star Sports Band?
The All-Sports Band.
All-Sports Band. I remember that. One guy was a football player, a boxer.
Yeah.
A baseball player.
Yeah, I thought they sounded good, but I saw them on like Solid Gold, but they looked so ridiculous. Nobody took them seriously.
I think I saw them on Kids Are People too.
Something like that. They go,
yeah.
And it was just one of the dumbest gimmicks ever. It just didn't work.
I know they had one. I don't know if it was even a hit, but one song I knew from them, but I can't remember.
Jet Set, Ooh La La. Da-na-na-na.
Maybe so. I don't remember, but gee. Awesome.
I have the album. I could send that your way, too, if you like.
Since it doesn't cost anything, sure, but
yeah,
I don't know that I'll listen.
I think you'd get a kick out of it.
All right.
It's melodic rock. Some of the stuff is actually pretty good. Just the gimmick sucked.
It's not Ghost gimmick.
No, I mean, that new Ghost EP is really good.
Yeah, with the...
The covers?
Covers?
Yeah, I mean, they do a great job with the Iron Maiden cover.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, this is pretty damn good. Though Paul Di'Anno said it sucked. But Paul Di'Anno's a grumpy old man.
Look at Paul Di'Anno.
He's a grumpy old man in a wheelchair.
Yeah. So. Oh, sitting in his chair, can't get up.
But sonically, it's so crisp. It sounds so good. I really enjoyed that.
It is a really good album.
Phantom of the Opera.
Okay, number three. Again, I have no clue. Never heard that song at all.
But you've heard of the band, and you know the lead singer.
Armored Saint.
Nope. The Almighty.
Oh, the Almighty. Jeez.
Remember them?
Yep.
Yep. So 0 for 3 so far. So, but I think you're going to start getting some here. Number
all right,
four.
Well, I think I get a half point for that first one. But you said it begin with A, and I said Touch, so whatever.
You get no point for that one, pal.
Number four, I've heard the song a long time ago.
One-hit wonder band.
It's what?
It's a one-hit wonder band. It's from the 70s. Third-rate romance.
Something like the Aces?
Oh, you're so close.
Oh.
I'll give you half a point for the Aces. It's the Amazing Rhythm Aces. You get a half point.
Okay, half a point.
That was pretty good. You pulled that one out. All right.
All right. Well, I can't win because you got three, and I think is 2.5.
Yeah, I think you're going to get the next two.
Yeah, the next one, it's the Angels or Angel City.
Yep.
And the last one, I'm not familiar with the song, but I think that's Arcade.
You are correct. 2.5.
Dang it.
Yeah, Stephen Piercy on lead vocals. That our first Arcade album was pretty good. Second one, not so much.
Yeah, I remember the first one. That was a good album.
Yeah, had Fred Curry from Cinderella on drums. Pretty good stuff. So nice. 3 to 2.5. Another squeaker for me.
Oof. Yes. Wow. Man, you are raking in the big bucks today.
Yeah. I'm doing well, but I think the next one, when we're going to do intellectual poetry, I think you're going to get mine pretty quick. So,
well, we'll see.
Yeah, so
I don't know if you're either going to get this or have no clue.
Okay, so what happened? We were supposed to record yesterday, letting everybody know out there. My kids, as soon as I got home, they wanted me to drive this place, drive that place, and I totally forgot about the show. So, Danny says, "Dad, you ready to record?" And I went, "Oh my god, I forgot."
Record what?
So Danny gives me an hour to do my research. So I did in like 45 minutes. I did the questions, got everything ready to go, and then Danny has a power outage where he lives.
In that hour that I was waiting for him, we lost power for about 2 hours.
Yeah, and how often does that happen where you live?
I could probably count on one hand the number of times we've lost power.
Yeah.
Especially, there was no storm. It was a nice evening. It wasn't windy. It wasn't raining. It was a clear sky. I don't know what happened. Maybe some truck hit a pole or something.
That's the only explanation. So we had to wait a day, and now we're doing the show for you. So
sorry we're late.
So if my intellectual poetry is easy, you'll know why.
All right.
Okay, well, let's play the theme song for it. All right, boys and girls, it's time for our final bit of the evening, intellectual poetry, where we read the lyrics to a particular song by... Well, sometimes the lyrics are funny, sometimes they're stupid, and sometimes they're brilliant. But so, play along at home. I'm going to try not to read the lyrics and throw the melody in there. I'll just try to read it very vanilla, if that means anything to anybody out there.
Yeah, it is difficult because without the melody, just the words, it can be pretty tough. Because for me, I don't really care much about the words. Yeah, it's funny, though, when I go back and start listening to the words, I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting. But usually I'm just more of a melody, rhythm, instrumentation kind of guy.
What Danny's really saying is we're a couple of morons.
Hey, I like...
I don't know what he meant. What?
Yeah.
And a God of DeVita. What the hell?
Yeah, I had no idea what Deep Purple was singing about when knocking on my back door. I had no idea. I thought he was talking about the back door of the house. Yeah. Nope.
Or brown-eyed girl. What?
Well, hey. This is a family show here, okay?
Yeah, brown-eyed girl. She's got brown eyes, blonde hair.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, so I'm going to start off with the song that I picked.
All right.
I think it's something you're familiar with, so here we go. On assignment to the New World, they said there's no chance for war. Missed the shuttle to the main star. They promised they'd be back for more. Oh, yeah. Then the warships came without a sound. There was at least 100 of them bearing down. What do you think?
Oh, man. That part about the warships without a sound. Is it Kansas?
Kansas. Incorrect. Same era, but no. All right, your first clue is this is a five-piece band that you've seen before.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to skip the chorus because that gives it away. I heard somebody say we'd be wasted. Under fire, we were without defense. My buddy said he had a space van. A long-range cruiser. It was our only chance. Oh, yeah. We could see no way out but one.
God. That really sounds familiar.
Shoot. Oh, I know you know the song, and I know you know the band.
five-piece.
And we've made fun of it on this show before.
We've made fun of this song?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
But not. We have never done it for intellectual poetry.
Okay.
Because the words aren't funny, but there's something, a part of the song that kind of is.
Okay. Sure, sure. Is it Deep Purple?
Incorrect. All right. This band comes from the early 70s, but they really got popular in the late 70s, early 80s. And they're still kind of around, but I think they only have two classic members left. I'll finish the lyrics before I get to it. Odyssey, Laser Fight. One shot, last fight. Pass the warships through the neutral zone. Our engines shear the night as we race from home. Any clue?
Good Lord. I'm going to kick myself.
Oh, you are when I get to the chorus.
From the 70s?
Yes.
And early 80s?
Yeah. And we saw them. We saw them in the early 80s. That probably gives it away.
Oh, it was April Wine.
It is April Wine. What's the name of the song? Or should I sing the chorus for you? No, I'll give you the effect.
Please pew, don't sing.
Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah.
pew, pew, pew.
Is it Future Tense?
No, wrong one. Future Tense is cooler.
21st Century Schizoid Man.
No. Caught in the crossfire.
Pew, 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 pew.
Caught in a world insane, Lord, War of the Empire.
Yeah.
Yep, April
Wine.
Oh,
yeah, I like that song.
I do too, but the effects are kind of hokey. But
yeah, well, they were, you know, that was the weapon of the day.
Yeah, oh, a Star Wars thing, and we thought it was cool as hell. I mean, today, not so much, but the song is still good.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew. Yeah, guys get their fake fingers out in the crowd firing each other during the song. Pew, pew, pew. Yeah. April Wine, still around. I think they're doing the next Monsters of Rock cruise next year.
Oh, that's cool.
Kind of nice.
I guess, who's in it besides Miles Goodwin?
The other guitar player, Brian Greenway, I believe, from the classic.
The younger guy?
Yeah. Who's He's
probably
now?
80 now?
Probably. Yeah, they're the only two guys left from the class.
Okay.
So, yeah. But, I mean, that April Wine had a nice run in the late 70s.
Oh, yeah. Early 80s. I mean, when they had Nature.
The Nature of the Beast, Harder, Faster. Those two were the best two. But the ones, album before that and the album after. Power. Was it Power something? See, we're getting old. We're forgetting all the stuff we used to know. It's not Power Trip or not Power Games. Something. I don't. God.
Oh, man. It's something. That was a good album.
Yeah. And we don't use the internet to look this crap up because our computers are too damn old and we don't want to cheat when we play this game. So.
Yeah. Man, how much fun would that be? Oh, let me read the internet to you.
Yeah. Ooh. maybe I think, well, I'm a genius because I know every answer. No.
All right, well, let's see if you know this song that I picked for you.
Okay. Yeah, we're not bots out there, people. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Take me to the room where the red's all red. Take me out of my head what I said. Hey, take me to the room where the green's all green, and from what I've seen, it's hot, it's mean. Yeah. Any idea?
Dragon Attack by Queen.
Damn it.
Love that. Love, love, love that song. And Jeff Scott Soto does a killer version of that song.
Who does?
Jeff Scott Soto does.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
And when I saw Adam Lambert down in St. Augustine, he did that song.
He did it? Wow.
Yes, solo.
I'm wondering, I don't know if Queen with Adam Lambert does Dragon Attack live. They should.
But he did.
Wow.
It was cool.
That's probably one of my top five Queen songs.
Damn.
Fan freaking.
I should know not to pick Queen. I didn't know any of the words to that song.
Yeah.
So I just picked it thinking, like, you may not know it, but damn it.
That's one of my favorites. That's the only reason. If you'd have picked a more obscure one, I would have been tougher.
Well, last time I picked a Queen song in something. I don't know if it was 6 and 30 or Who the Hell's This, and you knew it. So
yeah,
I'm never picking Queen again.
Okay, because I think you had a Brian May singing lead vocal, and I knew the song. So.
Yeah.
But well, it's interesting. Both of us picked Angel City in our 6 and 30.
Yeah.
The Angels, and that's a pretty I mean, that band is super popular in Australia, but in the United States, they never had a one hit. Not one. No. I mean,
I don't even know that I ever heard that they were touring around here.
No, I think they tried to break, but yeah, I saw the No Secrets video, and I saw a couple other videos, but yeah, they rarely got play on MTV. They got no radio play here, but
yeah.
Yeah. So the Angels, go check them out. And the only reason they were called Angel City in the United States, because at the time there was a band called Angel out, and they didn't want to get the two confused, the Angels and Angels.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that wouldn't be much of a confusion if you knew the bands.
But. Yeah, because they sound and look nothing alike. So
right.
I wouldn't have been confused, and you wouldn't have been confused. But
nah.
Maybe there's a lot of dummies out there that would have been confused. Who knows?
Angel, wait, this I didn't buy this.
Well, you know what? It was the late 70s, and everybody was on Coke at the time, so.
Yeah.
Maybe that was it. Who knows?
That's true, so.
Okay.
Well, Coke was more the 80s. It would have been pot in the 70s.
Yeah. Dude, man, these bands don't. I got the Angel. I'm so confused.
Man.
Yeah.
Dude, this band's got. Look, their name's the same upside down. So cool. Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, probably nobody knows what we're talking about, but that's
nope.
Okay. I don't care. We do this for fun. We don't care.
Don't care.
It'll be interesting if from 50 years from now, when we're all dead and gone, I wonder if these shows will still be up somewhere. People discover them. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
These guys were geniuses before their time after their time.
Oh, yeah. Probably not. That'll probably never happen. Okay, we're dreaming. But you know, here's a weird fact. You know, when Spreaker tracks how our show is doing in different countries.
Yeah.
You know where people are listening to this show? Two places. One place that I'm shocked at. India.
Really?
We have listeners in India. So people from India, thank you.
Hello.
Thank you for listening. There's a boatload of people in that country. You need to talk to your friends and get them to listen to the Hard Rock and Trivia Show, okay?
A boatload. Yeah. Over a billion would be a boatload.
Yeah, well, let's give us a piece of that. We'll take 1% of that. Get them to listen to the show, okay?
A thousandth of a percent. We'll take that.
Yeah.
Shush.
We want to get rich from this.
Yeah.
The $10 a month we're making for the show, which pretty much covers the costs of putting it up on Spreaker, so we're breaking even, so yeah, we're not getting rich. All right.
Ugh.
Okay, we can.
But we had to buy our microphones, so now we're in the hole.
Damn it. Yeah, Mike, I can only send one of my kids to college now. Oh,
okay.
Which one will it be?
Well, you put your eggs in all in this basket. That wasn't too bright.
Yeah, I know. Nobody ever accused me of being a genius, you know. All right, dude. I think we're done.
I think we've done all we can do here.
So hopefully we entertained you people out there who listen to us, and the people who listen to us over and over again. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Totally.
All right. And have a good day. We'll see you in a couple weeks.